AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments today in two cases over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. The cases, based on laws in West Virginia and Idaho, involve transgender athletes who hoped to compete on female-designated teams on the K-12 and college level, respectively. Central bankers from around the world say they stand in full solidarity with U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Their message comes after President Trump escalated his confrontation with the Fed, with the Justice Department investigating and threatening criminal charges. The dispute centers on Powell's testimony to Congress in June about the cost of a massive renovation of Federal Reserve buildings. In a statement on Sunday, Powell called the administration's threat of criminal charges as a pretext in the president's campaign to seize control of U.S. interest rate policy. In Iran, the death toll from nationwide protests has risen to at least 2,000 people. This was according to the U.S.-based Human Rights Activists News Agency. In an interview with British broadcaster Sky, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee had this to say when asked if the U.S. is planning a military response to the situation in Iran.
I think we have a president that would rather never use military power. He would just rather never having to deploy it. But he's also a president that's not a chump. He's not going to watch people slaughtered. He will intervene when it's necessary. And he will deal with those who do horrific things.
Today, Iranians were able to make phone calls abroad for the first time in days following a crackdown on the protests. Stocks are holding near their records on Wall Street following the latest update by the Labor Department that showed inflation cooled a bit last month. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports South Korea's former president faces a possible death penalty.
In South Korea, an independent counsel is asking that former president Yoon Suk-yeol face a death sentence if he is found guilty over his attempt to impose martial law on the country back in December of 2024. The Seoul Central District Court says the request was made at a hearing Tuesday. Yoon was removed from office last April and faces trials over the martial law incident and other scandals. The court is expected to deliver a verdict in February. Yoon has argued that his decree was a peaceful attempt to raise awareness about the opposition Democratic Party, which he accused of obstructing his agenda. Experts say the court likely will sentence him to life in prison. South Korea hasn't executed anyone since 1997. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.